There are always certain questions that we get quite often at the Radio Canada Shortwave Club, and one of these concerns antenna slewing and reversing. When talking about the large curtain-type antennas that are used for shortwave broadcasting, the terms slewing and reversing are often used. They describe the changing of the beam azimuth, or in other words, the direction in which the beam is pointing. Even though we're talking about antenna slewing and reversing, the antenna structure itself does not move, only the beam changes direction. Now, if we were on television, I could put a diagram on the screen and explain how this is done, but since we're not, I can't. So we'll have to ask you to use your imagination and a little faith as I explain. Curtain-type antennas are usually designed for one band only and are made up of rows of dipoles hung one row over the other. One usual type of construction would have each row with four dipoles, and four of these rows hung one over the other like a bamboo curtain. This array of dipoles would be suspended from huge towers by means of wire or nylon supports, much like a ship's rigging. In our example, we have four dipoles hung horizontally to make one row, and four rows hung one above the other to make the complete curtain. To feed the electrical current into these dipoles, the curtain is usually split into two bays, each bay being two dipoles wide and four high. The transmission line, or feeder, from the transmitter is divided into two branches at the antenna so that there is one branch going to each bay. Now, the lengths of these branches and the interconnecting links between each row of dipoles have to be very carefully cut and installed so that the electric currents in each bay are in phase. That is, their maximums all occur at the same time. This allows the individual fields being radiated by each dipole to add together to give the directional radiation pattern and gain to the beam of the curtain antenna. With both bays being in phase, the direction of the beam will be at right angles to the curtain. When we talk about slewing the beam, no physical movement of the antenna takes place. What actually happens is that by means of a series of remote-controlled switches at the antenna, additional lengths or sections of transmission line are added to one of the branches feeding one of the bays. This has the result of changing the phase of that bay relative to the other bay. Since both bays are now no longer in phase, the resulting beam no longer has its maximum at right angles to the curtain. The beam azimuth, or direction, will now be at another angle, which depends on the difference in phase between the two bays of the antenna. So the slewing is all done electrically and not mechanically or physically. To further increase the gain of this type of antenna, a reflector is placed behind it. This has the result, as one can imagine, of causing most of the radiation from the antenna to go in a forward direction. This reflector can be constructed in several ways. It can be a complete mesh, like a net, or it can be made exactly like the curtain of radiating dipoles. And if we want to have a reversing antenna, this curtain type is the kind of reflector that will be used. So what is done is that another curtain, exactly like the first one, is hung from the same towers at a set distance from the first curtain. By adding some more switches, the transmission line can be disconnected from the front curtain and connected to the reflector, or rear curtain. What has now happened is that the curtain which was the reflector has now become the active radiating curtain, and the other curtain now acts as the reflector. Therefore, when the transmitter is switched on and current passes through the transmission line to the antenna curtain, the beam direction will have changed by 180 degrees, or in other words, completely reversed.